up to that Tesame base by Yashilim. By Yashilim. That the Mitzriim lent Klal Yisrael the Kli Kesa, the Kli Zov, the Smolis. Amar Rab Ami Melameh Shehishilim Bal Kolchom. That the Shaila was Bal Kolchom. It was not a Shaila that was done Berotze. No, who was not interested in borrowing? Ike the Omri Bal Kolchom the Mitzrayim. The Mitzriim did not want to lend Klal Yisrael the Klei Kesa b'Klei Zov. Vikeda Amri Bal Kolchoy the Yisrael. The Yidden didn't want to borrow. Man the Yoma Bal Kolchom the Mitzrayim, Dechsiv, Unevas, Bayis, Techalek Sholo. Because the Pasuk says, the Yavetz explains the Raya as follows, that the Vas Bayis is going on Knesset Yisrael, on Klal Yisrael. And they divided the Sholol, the loot. So it's not called Sholol, it was borrowed. So the Teretz is because when they came to the Mitzriim denied that they had Kli Kesev and Kli Zov, and the Yidden had it. Show it to them and pin them to the wall, you do have it, they showed them where it was. So the whole Shaila was done Bal Kolchom the Mitzrayim. That's the Bal Kolchom. That's why Yashilum, they were forced to lend them. Man the Omar Bal Kolchom the Israel, that Klal Yisrael did not want to borrow the clay cast of a clay zov, Mishum Masui, because they had to carry it. So the Goyin explains, because Klal Yisrael knew there's going to be a Bizas Hayam. So why should they schlep it till the Yam? Let the Mitzriim schlep it, and then they'll go and get it from there. So that's why Mishum Masi. They didn't want to do it, but Moshe Rabbeinu told them they had to do it. Vayinotzlu es Mitzrayim. So now the Shaila is what the Sheirish of this word Vayinotzlu is. Amar Rab Ami melameh shasu kimitzudo she'ein bo dogon. Let us see Rashi. Kimitzudo she'ein bo dogon. Mitzuda is a trap that people trap oifes. So how do you trap a bird? Derech tzayde oifes lizroik dogon tachas mitzudois. Under the trap there's some kernels of wheat. Kidei she'yavoyu oifes, that the oifes should come. And when they come, then they'll call them, then they get trapped. Look, she'ein bo dogon, but if there's no dogon in the trap, there's no kernels, ain oif painalel, so there's nothing to attract the bird, so a bird won't come. Kach riknu amitzriyim mikol momoinom. Therefore, they emptied the mitzriyim from all the money that they had. Vayinotzlu kitagumai verukinu. They emptied. So, the end of Rashi, it seems to say that the Vayinotzlu, the Sheirish of the word, is they emptied. Fine. Now how do we get to Amitsudo She'ein Bodogon? So the Goyin explains that in Mitzrayim there was the money they possessed, and then there was other monies that they used to get from other Medinas. Other Medinas were subordinate to the Mitzriim, and they used to pay taxes. The minute when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so there was not, so just like Rashi says, Ein oif poinei leho, a mitzuda without dogon doesn't attract an oif, so all the umits, which till now were subordinate to the Mitzriim, also was not poinel anymore. They see if the Yidden can go out of there, so they saw that the Mitzrayim aren't too strong, so therefore they stopped paying them the money. So they lost their zaitike source of income. That is the first pshat kimitzude she'ein bodog. The second man, the Veresh Lakish Omar, osua kimitzulo she'ein bodogim. What does that mean? So the translation of a yinotzlu comes from the words, the depths of the yam. Kloima, b'toich atahoim, ein mitzuyim dogim. There there's no dogim at all. That doesn't attract dogim. There never was dogim there. El al sfas yam, eicha di ikemozen. So means to say, not only did they lose the outside income, whatever was inside also got lost. That means if you have a dog that's in the Metzula, he leaves. So they didn't have any income in Mitzrayim also. So he wants to magnify the loss that the Mitzrayim had when Klal Yisrael left. The Tzlach brings down a Shaila, if it says that they emptied out Mitzrayim, azoy tzazoy, kemetzulo sha'im bodogim, so where was their Bizis Hayom? And Chazal tell us, G'doylo Bizis Hayom, Yoyse, Bizis Mitzrayim. Here it says they emptied out Mitzrayim, so where did the Bizis Hayom come from? So his son told the Materet that this Vayinotzlu came about through that Klal Yisrael borrowed from their Shechinim. They did not live in the whole Mitzrayim. They lived wherever, in Ramses, or in those places, they emptied it. Wherever they had Shechinim, they pounced on the Shechinim, and the Shechinim were left without anything. Kimetzula Shaim Bodogim. But that was only in those places. The rest of Mitzrayim, there was a lot of money in the rest of Mitzrayim. So when they came to chase them, they gathered all the money from the rest of Mitzrayim, Bishas. That's where the money came from, Bishas Bizis Hayom. That's what his son told him. Then others say a different teretz. Rashi and Chumash seems to say this teretz, that Paray had oitzris, which were sealed. There was a treasury which never was opened. And he opened up these oitzris, and Bizis Mitzrayim came from these oitzris. Then there's another pshat, which the Tzlach permits himself to say, so we'll also try to say it over. The Tzlach of all people was not from L'chayre, not known to us, out from the Kubalim, but he says this pshat in the Gemara, Sal Koponim, will get a little idea. He says, really, the Gemara is not speaking about money over here. The Gemara is speaking about other inyonim. And he says as follows. The Gemara says in Psochim that the purpose of Golus is similar to Azriya. The Gemara says in Psochim, Lo'ihigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael lebein ha'umais, elo kidei sheyitosfu aleihem geirim. The Rabbeinu Shlomo made that Klal Yisrael should go into Golus in order that there should be Geirim. Shenema Uzrati Oli Ba'oret. So the Golus is Azriya. So just like when someone plants something, the tachlis of the planting is Nitzal Ba'Grombern, the tachlis of the planting is that something should come out from it. There should be a tachlis. The tachlis of Golus is Sheyitaisvu Aleim Geirim. Which is also very difficult to understand, since when are we looking for Geirim? We find by Rus Fakert, she wanted to become a Geirist, Rabbein Sholmed, and we see Nomi Tainita Fakert, they discouraged her. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? So he explains as follows. There are Nitzoytze Kedushe, sparks of Kedushe, which through Averis of Klal Yisroel settle in different umis and in different mekaymes. And these Nitzoytzei Kedushe are imprisoned in a koyach hatume of these umis or these mekaymes. When a yid comes in this mokim and he does what he has to do, either he does mitzvahs in this mokim or that alone that he soivel the tsar of Golus in this mokim, this makes possible that these Nitzaytzis HaKedusha, which were imprisoned in these mekaymes, are able to free themselves. And when we're speaking about umays, we're speaking about nations, so these Nitzaytzis HaKedusha become nislabish in certain goyim, and they're megaya themselves. The purpose isn't the geirus, the purpose is that these Nitzaytzei Kedusha should be able to get out from their imprisonment. And that is the tachlis of Golus. And he says something very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesabev Sivais. The Rabbeinu Shalom has Amir Dike Cheshbin. שיבואו בני ישראל בארציהם. There are certain arotzes, there are certain lands, there are certain mekaymes, where there are many nitzaytzi kedusha there. And Klal Yisrael, even though to the naked eye it seems they're going there for a different purpose, but that's the real purpose why they are there. Lefamim kulam. Sometimes ganz Klal Yisrael is transported to a certain mokim. Ulefamim rubam. Sometimes roiv of Klal Yisrael. Ulefamim ktsas yechidim. Sometimes a person finds that he has to go to Otzenklotz. Why does he have to be there? He thinks, we mentioned Bavdav Gimel, if you remember, Aben Yehoyada, there's Oivrei Drochim and Mahalchei Drochim. Oivrei Drochim is, they think that the whole purpose is to just have to get from one place to the other. Mahalchei Drochim realize that wherever they are, there's a purpose for their being there. Al Koponim, the Tzlach says the same thing, Lefamim Ktsas Yechidim, could go to a certain mokin, ha'keil lefi tzeirech ha'toiv ha'me'urev shombera. In this mokin, this toiv that's mixed up and imprisoned with the ra, levarer ha'toiv ul'aloisei aydei mitzvahs u'maisim toivim shemekayimim Yisrael shom. How the process works, we haven't the faintest idea, but through the mitzvahs u'maisim toivim, or through the tzores of golis, these nitzaytis ha'kedusha either become the slabish in Geirim, or they have a tikkun. That is the Rabbeinu Shlom's purpose and plan, that Yid can find himself in the most weird places. He says, that's what the Gemara is telling us, that the Klal Yisrael emptied Mitzrayim, so what Chazal really mean is not, we're not speaking about the money chelik, we're speaking about these nitzaytis ha'kedusha. That there, in Mitzrayim, there wasn't left over any Nitzaytzes HaKadosh. He says, therefore we find something very interesting. There are three laven in the Torah that Eid is not supposed to go to Mitzrayim. He says, Vos ishlacht Mitzrayim? Is there any other place where there is any, like, they shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim, shouldn't go back. He says, what's the problem? Because there's no reason to go back. And Fakelt, if you're there without Nitzaytzes HaKadosh, it can get worse. So don't go back. All other places, there wasn't such an Issa. Al-Kaponim, so that's what he wants to explain, this Gemara, that they emptied out Mitzrayim from all the Kedusha that was there, and therefore, that's the one of the reasons why there's an Issa to go back. Eke asher eke. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, leich emor lahem l'Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael, ani ha'yisi imochem b'shibud zeh, I was with you in this shibud, v'ani eye imochem b'shibud malchis. In the other shibudim, I will also be together with you. Omar lefonov ribayni shaloylam daya letzoro b'shaito. Why do we have to tell Klal Yisrael about the tzore of the shibud malchis? Omar le'akadish bochu lech emor lehem eke shlochani aleichem. Let us see Rashi. Daya letzora b'shaito, daya letzora, it is enough for the tzora she is oinen bo b'shor shetovei aleim. When the tzora will come, so then we'll live through it. Lomo tadivem achshov b'psura kosher. Why should they have now the anguish of becoming aware that there will be a shibud malchis? Now, there are two mahalchim and achroinim. What did the Rabbeinu Shlom hold? What did Moshe Rabbeinu ask him? And then the Rabbeinu Shlom answered him. What happened over here? The Marsha says, he brings that from the Medrash, the Beis Halevi seems to hold like that, that Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood what the Rabbeinu Shlom told him. The Medrash says on this pasuk, Yedia derochav leMoshe livnei Yisrael aliloisav. So the Beis Halevi explains as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu had asked the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Yedia derochav leMoshe livnei Yisrael aliloisav, he asked him, Ba'omru li mashmoi ma'oimar aleihem. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's shaila. Mashmoi. V'malois, he told them, Eke asher eke. V'yema kaysemer l'bnei Yisrael, Eke shlochani aleichem. So the Beis Halevi explains as follows.
when we are speaking about a Shem of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, a name of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, we are not speaking about a Shem Ha'etzem, we are speaking about a Shem that is Metayer, that shows the Anhoge of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, how the Rabbeinu Shloilam Firtzich with Klal Yisrael. When the Rabbeinu Shloilam Firtzich with Rachmim, is called Arachom. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know how this Geula is going to work. Mashemoy, tell us the Seder HaGeula. How is the Geula going to work? So the Rabbeinu Shloilam told him, Yodia Derochav LaMoshe. He told him the Seder HaGeula. There was a tremendous problem. The Geulas, these are different Mahalchim and Medrash, but that's how the Beis Halevi explains this Gemara. The Medrash says, in reality, the Geula should have been Arba Meyeshone. If they'll do tshuva, the Geulas could be shortened. Lemaise, Klal Yisrael did not do tshuva. So there was a necessity of Geulas of Arba Meyeshone, but Afal Pikein, the Geulas ended after 210 years. Now, what was pshat in this? So the Beis Halevi explains that there was a tremendous problem. The tikkun of Golus, which Klal Yisrael needed, was not finished. Le'idach gise, Klal Yisrael was in a sakone, that if they would remain longer in Mitzrayim, they would never be zoiche le'geula. So the Rebbeinu Shloilam had to make a temporary geula. That means now we have to get them out of Mitzrayim. They can't stay there any longer. If they'll stay there, they'll never be a geula. So we have to realize this is not the Geula Shleima. There will have to be another Golos, and then there will be the Geula Shleima. So when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shloilam Mashmoy, so the Shaila was, the Rabbeinu Shloilam should tell him the Shem of the Rabbeinu Shloilam is showing the Anhoga of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. What the Seder HaGeula is. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam told him, the Seder Yodia Derochav LeMoshe, the Darkei Hashem, the Derech of the Geula will be Eka Asher Eka. This is a temporary Geula. I am with them in this Geula. Ve'ayimoyim b'shibud acheres, b'shibud malchiyes. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that that should be also related to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, tainted to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, dai letzora b'shaita. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam answered, no, I had no intentions that you should tell this to Klal Yisrael. This is, I'm telling you, yedia derochav le'moshe. Livnei Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, tell Ali Leisa what he's doing now. The whole Darkei Hashem, the whole plan that the Rabbeinu Shloilam has, how to bring about the Tikkun HaKlali, this is not necessary for Klal Yisrael to know now. That's how the Beis Halevi learns pshat. So it comes out, and the Masha also says this, that Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood the kavon of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The Ben Yehoyada wants to say that the Rabbeinu Shloilam wanted that they should tell Klal Yisrael of the golus of Shibud Malchus, which will occur later. What was the purpose to tell them? No, the purpose was that what the Deir of Mitzrayim will become aware of that there's another, there will be another Golis, so this Agmas Nefesh of Klal Yisrael will be Mechaper and will ensure that Mamela the Golis can be shorter. It's Kedai that they should have this Tzar now. And that Moshe Rabbeinu tzich gedungen, they're not up to that madrege, oter os oisgebeten, so there was not a misunderstanding, there was a sichsuch. Moshe Rabbeinu tainted that Klal Yisrael is not up to it now, so dai letzore b'shaita, so therefore if it's dai letzore b'shaita, so they were unaware of the later Shibud Malchias, and therefore the Golis had to be longer. But that was Moshe Rabbeinu's opinion. Aneini Hashem Aneini. Omar Rababu, Loma, Omar Eliyo, Aneini Beis Po'omim. Why did Eliyo say Aneini Beis Po'omim? Melamed Shomar Eliyo, Nekodish Baruch Hu, Ribayni Shaloylo. Aneini Sheteired Eish Min HaShamayim.
V'toichal kol asher ala mizbeach. That the eish should come down in the shemaim and eat up everything on the mizbeach. But that won't prove anything. They'll think that it's kishut. V'aneini shetosiach datom kidei shelo yoimru maisek shofim hein. That means I could show them black and white. I could show them anes goloi. And it won't prove anything to them. They'll say it's maisek shofim. And as we mentioned a week ago, that since this was done after Chatzos, and Chatzos Hayoyim is already the man of Shlitas Kshofim, so they'll, Klal Yisrael will say that the Yeridus Ha'esh was through Kshofim. So we won't accomplish anything. Shenemar va'ato hasiboiso es libom achiranis. So the Anaf Yosef explains what is pshat in this pasuk. Va'ato hasiboiso Eliyahu Novi was mispalo. Hasiboiso is a loshin osid. It really should be osid, and it's a loshin oval. Ato tesave Eliyahu Novi tainit to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You should be misavev es libom acharecha. You have to mix in. That means, was a meira de ketfile. We are aware that a person has bechire. And as the Rambam says in Ulchus Tshuva, with bechire, a person can jump to both extremes. He can be like Yeravim ben Avot, he can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu HaNavi tainit. At the present time, if you, the world exists with bechire, forget about it. We're in hot water. The Eish will go down and they'll say it's kshavim and finished. So we didn't accomplish anything. So he asked the Rabbeinu Shloim b'tfilas mincha, what Chazal tell us, Eliyahu leinen ela b'tfilas mincha, he asked him, atfile va'ata siboy, he said, you should be misavev es libo machrecho. You have to mix in over it. Now there won't be such a b'chire. You have to make their leiv should be after you. Asher atheino hoya achiranis mincha. Till now it was going in the opposite direction. You have to go and be misavev eslibom, which was till now achiranis. Till now there was no belief in ashgoche. V'tolu akel b'mikre. Everything was coincidental. V'ato tesavev sheyaminu shedvorecho asisi. That was Eliyahu HaNovi's Tfila Aneini, that was the second Aneini. That Rabbeinu Shlom should mix in and take away the Koyach HaBchira. Shetosiach Daitom, Milovoi Belibom, Mizimo Shel Resha, they can have a Machshove Lakhrisheini, Veloi Medek Shofi Meveisi Yoish HaZois, is therefore that was the second Aneini. The Mishnah says further, May Emesai Koirin Eshma B'Shachris. When does the Zman of Shachris, of Kishmish or Shachris start? Mishayakir Bein Tcheles L'Lovon, when it is light enough outside to differentiate between Tcheles and Lovon, so that is the Zman of the Haskola of Zman Kishmish or Shachris. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Bein Tcheles L'Karsi. We'll see later in the Gemara what the machloikas is. Karsi is a color similar to tcheles, and it has to be pretty light for one to differentiate between tcheles and karsi. V'goimro ad honetzachamo. He ends it ad honetzachamo. That is the svore of Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer also holds this ad honetzachamo. So the Zman Krishma, according to Rabbi Lezer, is pretty short. From the Zman Mishayakir till the Neitzacham. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer at Sholei Shois, that the Zman of Krishma is Nimshach till 3 hours in the day, Pasha till the end of the third hour, Shekein Derech Melochim Lamoid B'Sholei Shois. The Derech Melochim is Lamoid B'Sholei Shois, so Uvekumecha includes this man when all people get up, even when the kings get up. So till Sholei Shois, it's still considered Uvekumecha. Akeire mikan ve'eilach, a person will learn Krishma after Shalishois, lo hifsid, he's not mafsid the broches, ke odam akeire batoire. The Rashba asks a shayla, according to Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar says, v'goymra ad honei tzachamo, so when did the Malachim learn Krishma? It seems the Malachim never changed their schedule. The Malachim got up after Shabbat. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua is saying facts. The Malachim got up, look at the alarm clock, at the end of the third hour, they got up. So when did the Malachim learn Krishma? We're speaking about the Goyish Malachim. Some were speaking about the Yiddish Malachim. So when did they learn Krishma? That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba says a teretz, something very interesting, that what Rabbi Lezer says, the Goimra ad honei tzachamo, that is Krishma bismano. If a person wants to be yaitze Krishma bismano, so he has to make sure to end the ad honei tzachamo. But mikan ve'eilech ad chatzois, very interesting shir, tul chatzois schar kriya yovinelei, bismano lo yavinulay. So there's a very interesting Rashba. The Rashba says that in the mitzvah of Kriyashma, there are two zmanim. There's a mitzvah Kriyashma bismano, and there's a mitzvah Kriyashma shaloy bismano. It's very sosum. Where do we get these two zmanim? Shlaima Mishnosei wants to say that we'll have later in the Gemara a pasuk, the Gemara speaking about the Vasikin, but the pasuk says, Yira'ucha im shamesh. Others learn Yira'ucha, the makabel, oil malchus shamayim, im shamesh, right before the neitzachama, or they end by the neitzachama. So there's a pasuk, the gemar krishme should be with the neitzachama. We'll see later that's a hiddur. The Vesikin held it was a hiddur. So the Shleima Mishnasei wants to say as follows, that Rabbi Elazar held it's more than a hiddur. That's the posik, it's a posik in Novi, and the posik telling us, this is the zman, the lachatchiladik is man krishme. Krishme bizman is yirulcha im shomesh. That's when one should be goymer. But he also holds the posik says of vekumecha. That means this man min atoire is vekumecha, that's sholei shoyis. You have to make a census to when the latest person gets up, and that's sholei shoyis. But, from Yiru'ucha im Shomesh, I learn out that there's a midivrei Kabbalah, one should learn Krishma, not only Vasikin, Vasikin is a Pesahidah, Rabbi Lezer holds that that's this man midivrei Kabbalah. And therefore he wants to say that, we find that Rabbi Lezer holds in Yuma, I think, that a melech is mutter b'chitzas ponov. That melech b'yof yoytech zeno, so yema kippurim, is a melech allowed to wash his face. Even though there's an iser, it's not min ha-toyre, there's an iser, hey, inuyim of rechitze, but melech b'yof yoytech zeno is matir, God, there's an iser rechitze, but the melech b'yof yoytech zeno. A melech has to make sure to look nice. So he says, so could be the B'nai Malachim, he says, and our Mishnah doesn't say B'nai Malachim, it says Malachim. We're not worried about the B'nai Malachim. He says, the Malachim, he says, imagine if the Melech wakes up early, and he's standing in front of the yawn, and he's yawning, and he's rubbing his eyes, so we lost the Melech B'yof Yaitech Zeno. So Memela, they were allowed to chaparayin the beauty sleep. So Memela, B'yof Yaitech Zeno, so that was Doichid, it's also a Pasuk Melech B'yof Yaitech Zeno. So this was Doiche, the posik of Yerucham Shomesh. He has a different Seder. He has to make sure B'yof Yeter Zeno. This is how the Rashba learns that Rabbi Yeshua is only a Zman Midivrei Nevi'im, but he's also made that there is a Zman Uvekumecha of Sholei Shoyis. Others want to say, I saw the Malay Misada says that no, Rabbi, this is the Zman of a Kumecha. This is the Zman of a Kumecha. A Kumecha is
just like Rabbi Lezer we had in the first Mishnah, B'shach B'cha means when people start going to sleep, Uvukumecha means when people start getting up. He doesn't reckon with when all people get up. Uvukumecha similar to B'shach B'cha, when people start. And after the Neitzach Hama, you're talking not Yaitzeh. So then it's Takeshver, the Rajbas Kasha, so when did the Malachim learn Krishna? So the Rosh Yosef says a very interesting teretz. And he's Magdem Amogin Avram. The Magdem Avram brings down a Ramban. We learned, yesterday we learned, that the Rav Shimon ben Yochai Mishum Rabbi Kiva said that the Zman Krishna of Alvis, one could learn till Haneitzach Hama. Till Haneitzach Hama. That's called Bishach Becha. People are still sleeping till the Neitzach Hama. So therefore, even though even most people are up, but even Iked Degonu, there are people that are sleeping till the Neitzach Hama, one can learn Krishma Shel Alvis. So the Magen Avraham asks Akasha, if the criteria is that people are still sleeping, they're still sleeping till Shalei Shois. The Bnei Melachim get up by Shalei Shois. So why can you learn Krishma Shel Arvis till Shalei Shois? Why can you only learn till the Neitzach Hama, even though most people are up, but there's some people that are still sleeping? So you cheshbon with some people. So you cheshbon with some people, so you should go till Shalei Shois. The Magen Avraham brings down this kasha. The Magen Avraham says, Amoyre de Keteretz. He says, I have news for you. The Bnei Melachim were up also by the Neitzach Hama. They didn't get out of bed, but they were up. They lied in bed for 3 hours. So Memela, so you can't say B'shach B'cha. B'shach B'cha means when you're sleeping. You're lying in bed, that's not called B'shach B'cha. So Memela, so the Rosh Yosef answers the Rajbas Kasha. So when did the Bnei Melachim learn Krishma? It was Krishma Alamita. They learned Krishma in bed. They were lying in bed. They were too lazy to get up, but they learned Krishma Shel Shachar. That is, if you learn that according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Lezer, this is Azman li'ikuvet. Rashi, Tcheles yoreku b'korev l'tzeva kalsi. It's similar to the color of kalsi. So the Gemara asks, Mai bein tcheles l'lovo? The Tane came to tell us that the Zman of Ascholos Krishma Shel Shachris is bein tcheles l'lovo. So what does that mean? Ilaim ben gavova da amra chivre. Le gavova da amra de tchelte. If you'll say a person has two chunks of wool. One wool, he has white wool. Another chunk of wool is colored tchelet. And when he can differentiate between one and the other, that's the zman to learn Krishma. So the Gemara says, "Habelel Yanami made the yodi." If it will be dark, you'll be able to tell the difference between white and blue. Two pieces of wool, you'll be able to recognize that one is not colored, the one is white. Elo ben tchele shebo lelovon shebo. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, "Ben tchele shebo lelovon shebo." So Rashi says, one has giza sema. A person has a tongue of wool, shetzava tcheles, he colored it tcheles, v'yeshba mekaymis, shaloi olo shoma tzeva yofe. There are some places where they did not catch the dye, and it is not colored good. So you have to, if you can look and find the places where it is not colored, so that one can't do in the middle of the night. It has to be pretty light for one to be able to differentiate between the places that are colored and the places which are not colored. That is Rashi's pshat. Let us see Taisvitz. Elo ben tchele shebo lelovon shebo. Perish Rashi. Tzemar hatzavua tcheles. V'yesh mekayme shaloi olo shom hatzeva shapi. And there are certain places where it wasn't covered completely. V'koshe domrinim b'menoches. And this is a member of the Chachamim. The Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, Ure'isem oisoi uzechartem. So it says, one Ure'is, you should look at one thing, uzechartem. So the Gemara explains the Pasuk as follows. Re'ei mitzvah zu, you look at this mitzvah, shebo
toloi mitzvah acheres. There's another mitzvah that is dependent on this mitzvah. The Ezu, what is this other mitzvah? Zu Krishma. This is Krishma. Kedisnan, it says in the Mishnah that the Zman Krishma is at Sheyakir ben Tcheles Lelovo. So the Chazal darshan the posik that from the Riyah and the Tzitzis, you'll be able to find out if it is Zman Krishma. That's what it says in the posik. So Taisus asks, Vikoya Giza Semer, if it is the way Rashi says Pshat, that Sheyakir ben Tcheles Lelovo is, you have a piece of wool which is not perfectly dyed, heine tluya betzitzis. V'hoid v'layla nami pomim yecholim liris tzever she'ene tzavua kidalkoi. It's also, you could see it, I feel it's not too light. So Mamela Tesis does not like Rashi's pshat. Al ken yesh leforish, bein tcheles shebo betzitzis, she'yekavua boi tcheles, v'gam shnei chutin lovin, v'oisin bo chulyo shel tcheles, v'chulyo shel lovo. So the Yerushalmi says pshat in this drosha as follows, that it says in the pasuk ureisem oisoi. So the Yerushalmi says hasamuchloi, isem oisoi hasamuchloi. Madan Ayontov explains the Yerushalmi as follows, that the Yerushalmi darshind oisoi is a loshin itoi, ureisem itoi. Now what does that mean? It means as follows. When they, on the tzitzis, when the zman they had tcheles, they were chulyas. They were chulyas, we have 7, 8, 11, 13, they are chulyas. So these chulyas were made as follows. One chulya of tcheles, one chulya of lavan. One chulya of tcheles, one chulya of lavan. That's how they made the chulyas of the kriches of the tzitzis. That's how the tzitzis were woven then, when they had tcheles. So this man, the Yoma, holds Re'isem Oisai, Re'isem Itai. Look what is next to it. That means Oisai puts the Oisai and Itai together. Can you see the Oisai with the Itai? That means next to the Chut Shalavon. Can you differentiate between the Chut Shalavon, between the Chut Shaltchelis? You have to understand there are thin Chutim over here. It wasn't Grobet Tzitzis. And if you can differentiate between the Chut Shaltchelis and the Chut Shal... In the chut shall tcheles and the chut shall love on, that is this man. That is this man at Sheyakir. There's another man, the Yoma and the Yerushalmi, and that's what understand bein tcheles lekarsi. How do we get bein tcheles lekarsi? So, isem oisoi sheyeiniker bein atzvuyin. So the Madana Yontiv says, you should be able to recognize, he doesn't bash an itai, you should be able to recognize that this is tcheles. Sheyakireno bein, sheyniker bein atzvuyin. So what does that mean? That means if you have a color similar to tcheles and you put them together, you should be able to recognize that this is tcheles. So that is the hascholas hazman of kriyishma. Agav ulche, the Achoinim, the Merei Mesode, the Shleimim Mishnosai, answer Rashi. Rashi brings the Gemara Menoches. So it seems if you will learn the Gemara, there's a Machlokes, the Rabbonon and Rab Shimon. This drosha, or Reisem, Oisoi, Uzachartem, is a drosha of the Rabbonon, but it seems we paskin like Rab Shimon, so therefore we're Bechlal not Meshubet to this drosha. Therefore Rashi said that Ben Tchela Shebo Lulovan Shebo means you have a piece of wool, and when you can see the chalokim that were not dyed well, then that's the zman of tchilas krishma shel shachas. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer Mishayakir bein Zaev lekelev. Now these are zichana from Adrosha. These are when to assume that people, that the zman kime, that tchilas zman kime, when one can differentiate between a wolf and a dog, Rabbi Kiva Oimer bein Chamoir laroit, the chamer habor anaroi, the wild chamer. Acher moimri mishayire es chaveire rochik baladames viyakirenu. Omer avune halochik acher. We paskin like the acherim. That is the zman mishayakir. Let us see Rashi aroid chamer habor, a wild chamer. אחרי מיימים זקטויסס עד שירה חברוי, בירושלמי אסקס השיילה. במה ענון קיומים? What are we speaking about? איבר רוגל, if we're speaking about a חבר that he knows him well, אפילו ברוכיק, תווי חוקים בי. אפילו, he'll be able to recognize him אפילו further away than דלדמת. He can't recognize him. We're speaking about someone he doesn't know too well. A guest that comes leprokim is so one needs a certain amount of light to recognize him. So this is a different tana. And we paskin like the Acherim, that is the Ascholos man of Krishma. On our Abaye said, Litvilim ke Acherim, Le Krishma ke Vosikim. The Zman of Tvilim, when is one permitted to put on Tvilim ke Acherim? So what does that mean? Mishor Sheyakir. Le Krishma, when should one learn Krishma? Ki vosikin. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, vosikin o yugoymrim oiso im honei tzacham. The vosikin used to be goymer the Krishma im honei tzacham. Tanya nami hochi, we learned in the Baraisa, vosikin o yugoymrim oiso im honei tzachamo, kidei she yismoich gula letvile, in order to be saimach gula letvile, Venimsa mispalo bayoim, and then he's mispalo bayoim as soon as it becomes day. Omar Rabzeire Maikro Yiro Ucho im Shomesh Lifne Yoreach Dur Dur. Now, we have here a Tosfos, we have here an unclear Rashi, and I prefer instead of learning the Tosfos, I would like to learn the Rosh instead. The Rosh explains Shitas HaTosfos better. From the Rosh, maybe we'll understand part of Rashi. So let us see the Rosh now on our Gemara. Man of Krishma, they started learning Krishma by the Neit, by Samach LeNeit Zacham. They listened to Gula LeTfila Miyad BeHoNeit Zacham. Umoy dabei, the trilles man kriyu, mishayake ben trilles lalova. The trilles man kriyu is then, kistome de masnissim. Benim shach hazman, in itzitzich, bishole shoyz, kemuchach lekama besoif mishemesoi. Diktoni masnissim, now it brings a raya from a mishneh, that a filu, that the basikin agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Mishnah says later, Yorad Litvoil, if a person went to Toivel himself, Im Yochel Lalois Ulihiskasois Velikrois, if he can get out of the mikveh, Ulihiskasois Velikrois, and he can cover himself in Lein Krishme, Achelo Yeheya Neitzachame, Yale Viyiskase Viyikra. So he should get up and cover himself and Lein Krishme. So we see that this man of Krishma, it should be gelaint before the Neitzacham. Vamrinen alo bigmore, leimot nan stome ke Rabbi Elazar. Maybe this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar. The Omar ad on Neitzacham. Because one has to make sure to end Krishma by the Neitzacham. So the Gemara says, no, afilo taime ke Rabbi Yeshua. We can all like Rabbi Yeshua, that one has plenty time to learn Krishma. Yes, to Shalei Shoyz. L'chibosikim. But the Tana wants to say, if a person is from the Kata of the Vosikim, Amar Rabbi Yechanin, Vosikim, the Kairim Imam Neitzachamo, Alma Mashme Behedye, the Vosikim, Sovri, Ke Rabbi Yeshua. The Vosikim also holds like Rabbi Yeshua. This is not a Zman that has to end by the Neitzachamo. They also hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Ela de Memarim, Likroisim, a Neitzachamo, Kedei lismech gula letvile banei tzachama. In order to be seimech gula letvile. Vechein mashme bi Yerushalmi de pilkin. De gores bi Yerushalmi. Man de yomar. Kedei sheirochik mechaveri dal amis umakiroi.
Command the Yom Ben Tchelis Lovin. This is the same Shir. The Shir of Ascholas Man Krishme is either Tchelis Lovin or Sheye Makir. Sheirachik Mechaberi Dal Damis. Avol Omru Mitzvos. That is this man. So you see from the Rishalmi Klov that this man starts from Yishayakir. Avol Omru Mitzvos Im Haneitzachamo. So the Yerushalmi says the whole thought that this man Krishna is really before. No, therefore we are ma'acher this man Krishna to samach lo neitzachama. Amar Rab Zeira, ano amritza taima, he brought a ray from a pasuk, yira'ucha im shamish. Omar Ukve, Vasikana Yimashkim, Vekoyren Oysa, Kedei Sheyismoich Tfilosoi Im HaNeitzacham. The Iker was that the Tfilah should be Im HaNeitzacham. That's Yeruchim Shamish is going on Tfilah. So therefore they learn Krishma before Sheyismoich, that there should be Smich is Gulu Tfilah, the Tfilah should be Im HaNeitzacham. Period. So we have here three Zmanim, that's Shitas HaTosfos and Shitas HaRosh. That the mitzat krishme das cholos hazman is mishayake. No mitzat tvile, which tvile lechatchile should be with the neitz. So therefore we ma'acher the krishme till samoch leneitz. If he was unable to make it, he has till 3 hours. Now we have a problem. V'hod the omer biyume. There's a gemara in Yume perikom olam amamune. Afi osuson nivreshe shalzov bishor shechamo zoyreches oleho. That Hilni Hamalke put up a menorah shelzov in the Beis Hamikdash, and the purpose was b'shor shechamo zeireches aleho, when the sun started shining on it, nitzoytzis yoytzeis heimeno, so v'yodu akol shegiyas man krishme, so started rays came out of this menorah, v'yodu akol shegiyas man krishme. So everyone knew now is the time to learn krishme. Now, when did the sun shine on this menorah? It shined on this menorah from the Neitzachamo. Till the Neitz, there's no sun shining. So it's them, when did they start learning Krishma from the Neitzachamo? That's difficult. That's not like we're saying. V'omar Abaye, in Abaye, the same Abaye that over here, L'shar Amo de Birushalayim. Alma that the others had the lane lighter before, they were busy on Shemishma. Obol the Hamoin Amin Yerushalayim knew when they saw the rays coming from the Menorah, they started lighting Krishma. Alma Mashrish at Trilus Man Kriyosa Achar HaNeitzacham. That the Zman Kri is after the Neitzacham. So the Rosh answers as follows. Yesh Loima Dahach Zimna Nikva LaHamoin Ha'am. We're speaking about Hamoin Am, not Vasikim. It's a tricky business. You have to know exactly when the nights is and thus and to be mechaben right before. They started laning with the nights. And vice versa, that's also a zman. That's if one cannot. They couldn't do it then, so they did it then. The intayma. We have to understand what kind of mile is this over here. Samazai to lane Krishna with the nates. I mean, what is this? You could lane already Mishayakir. Why did they pick on this man? Somehow they picked on this man. It's a man of some sort. Vim Taima. Bola'el Omar Rab Shimon ben Yechoy. We learned this yesterday. Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Pomim Shaodom Koyre Kriya Achas. Koydom Aneitzachamo. Va'achas Achar Aneitzachamo. Uposik Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ilchese Kibosei. So it seems Krishma Shal Shachris Yoyoyte after the Neitzachama, which is very similar to the Gemara in Yume. Alma Trilis Man Krishma Shal Yema Ba'acha Neitzachama, Kemas Nisan de Yume. So Tosis says, Yeshloime Ba'afila Polik Rabbi Shua ben Levi Abaye Alochik Abaye, the Posik Kibosik and the Hubascho. Period. Then he has a few more terutzim, which we will not say now. So al koponim, this is Shitas HaRosh. Now let us skip down around 5 lines. The Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish. This is a line before the Shin of the Madana Yontif. Rabbeinu Chananu Zal Pirish, he had a new mahalach in the Gemara. Tahai Goimrim, now it says, Vosikin hoyu Goimrim im honei tzachamo.
So what does that mean? Hayugoimrim, they ended Krishma im Hanetzachama. So that means when did they start Krishma? Before the Netzachama. So that what it says, Yira'ucha im Shamesh, you should say it when the Netzachama, that's Shemayna Esrei. That's Shemayna Esrei. Shemayna Esrei is with the Netzachama. Hayugoimrim, they ended Krishma im Hanetzachama. That is Shitas, that was the Shitas Harosh. The Rabbi Nechananel didn't learn like that. Rabbi Nechananel's alpirish, tahai goimrim, rotzoloima, koirim, period. Goimrim means koirim. They started laning Krishma im honeitzachamo. Uposak, and the Rabbi Nechananel says, this man, Krishma, mei honeitzachamo, ad sholei shois. This man, Krishma, starts, the pasuk ilchese ki Rav Shimon she'omar mishum Rabbi Akiva kemasnisin deyume. So the Rabbeinu Chananel in one shot took care of all the problems. That what it says in Yume, that when the sun started shining on the menorah, they started learning Krishma, definitely, because this man Krishma is from the Netzachama. That is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai mishum Rabbi Akiva baftes medalev, and that's what Abaye paskin. Finished. That's this man. Sicher, there are other Tanoim that hold Nitazoi. There's others hold Mishayakir. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin the Trilus as man is from the Netzachama. Upeirusha Yira'ucha im Shemesh. What does it mean Yira'ucha im Shemesh? Hainu Krishma. The Pasuk is speaking about Krishma. Kloima. Yekablu aleim oil malchus shamayim. Yira'ucha is oil malchus shamayim, which is Krishma, im shemesh. As soon as the sun comes out, that is the zman of Kabbalah's oil malchus shamayim. B'loi nehire. So the Rosh does not want to be soivul this, because if you look at the Gemara says something else. The Gemara said that the Vesikin were goimrim im ha'neitzachama. So goimrim im ha'neitzachama, according to the Rabbi Nechananel, means hayu koirim im ha'neitzachama. Why? Kvei sheyismach gula letvila. What do you say? Kvei sheyismach gula letvila. They were koirim im ha'neitzachama, because that's pascholos hazman. This man starts from them. How does smichas gula letvila come about? If you learn that Yeruchim Shemesh is going about Tfilah, so they ended before the nights in order they should be Seimach Gula L'Tfilah. But how do you learn Shav the Gemara according to Bein Echananu? U'maisi alei krod Yeruchim Shemesh mash b'dekrod b'tfilah ayri. It's k'rei sheyismach Gula L'Tfilah, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk. K'rei lekamon b'perek Tfilah sashacha maisi lo atfilah. The dorish minei, that this pasuk is speaking about tefillah. Yiruucha im shemesh lufnei yareach der derim. Lufnei yareach, before the yareach comes up, it's lufnei yareach that tefillah mincha im dim dumechame. K'desiv nei yareach der derim. Ve'imashme oylefonov oylaachov im haneitzachama ayri koydem haneitzachama. The Vesikin ha-yekoirim im ha-neitzachama means before the neitzachama. This im is flexible. The im shemesh, yiru'ucha im shemesh, mashma achaz riches ha-shemesh. Gam mishne de goimrim ha-yisei le mashma kipirushe. Al kol ponim, we have over here a machlokes ha-rishonim what the taich of, what the Vesikin did. If they lain Krishma before the Neitzachama in order to be Seimach Gula L'Tfilah, which is the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara, or did they lain Krishma with the Neitzachama? Now let us see Rashi, and we will find that Rashi is never very unclear to us. Vosikin, Rashi says, Anoshim Anovim, U'mechavavin Mitzvah, Mispalo Bayoim, Neitzachama L'divrei Hakel Yoim Hu. That was Kedeshis Magulu Letfilah Nimtzem Espalu Bayoyim. So Rashi says the Neitzachama is Yoyim. So it seems they davened Bayoyim. Mikro the Mitzvah Leispalu Ima Neitzachama. Rashi also seems to hold like the Rosh that the Mitzvah is Leispalu Ima Neitzachama. Perceive Yira'ucha Im Shamesh. And here Rashi makes an about face. Mosai Misyorim Imcho, when do they show their Moire?
Kishemoiracho mikablim aleihem, when they mikabel, they moire on themselves, ahainu malchus shamayim, shemikablim aleihem bikrishmeim shomesh, kloimek shashemesh yoitza, ahainim aneitzachamo. All of a sudden, Rashi became the Bein Hananel Zachosit. Lefnei Yoreach, ach tfilis minchem mitzvosim didu mechama, now Rashi is going back to the Rosh's pshat. The Achoynim asks, the Tzlach asks, the Rosh Yosef asks, Rashi is not consistent over here, so what Pshat and Rashi is very unclear. But Al-Kaponim, we see Rashi seems one place to mention the Rach Shita, and one place to mention, seems the Rosh Shita and Taisva Shita. Let us go further. Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua ben Alikim, Mishum Kehila Kadisha de Birishalayim, but the Rabbein, Rabbi Nissen Goyen says, why were they called Kila Kedisha? Shai Mishal Shemes Hayoim, Shalosh Latfila, Shalosh Shlish Latayre, Shlish Lamaloche, or Shai Yegeim Batayre Bimaisa Chayref, and Maloche Bimaisa Kayetz. A Kaponim, there was a Kehila Kedisha Birushalayim. Kol Asaymech Geula Latfila, Einai Nizik Kol Hayoim Kulai. Nothing will happen to him. That's if you say mech gula letvila. And others say, because the limud of smichas gula letvila, we learn that Hashem tzuri v'goyali, that is kapitel yotes, and then kapitel yud is yamcha Hashem v'yayim tzore, which is tvila, so it seems that yamcha Hashem v'yayim tzore, that a person is not genizit. Omer Rab Zeire, eini, it's not true, v'ano somchi v'itziki. I was say mech gula letvila, and I was genizit. Omalei, by my itzikis, what was the hezik? Damtayis aso lebei malkit. So the, exactly what this means, I don't know, but the Meroi Mesodis says as follows. That he had to bring an aso, whatever an aso is, if it's a refuah, so it's a hodos, I don't know, he had to bring an aso lebei malkit. No, it was a very expensive affair. It cost him a lot of money, and he had to do it. So lechayre, he lost money. This occurred in a day that he was masmech gula letvila. So memele, so where's the haftochet leitziki? So the Gemara answered, hosam nami mi boile lemehev agro lemechzi ape malko. That what you spent money to bring something to the melech, that was not a loss, that was an investment. It is kedai for a person to invest money to see a melech. What does one gain from seeing a melech? The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam yishtadol odom loretz likras malchei Yisrael. A person should run to see a melech Yisrael. V'lo likras malchei Yisrael bevat, afilo likras malchei Yaakov. What does he get from that? Shim yiske yavchin ben malchei Yisrael lemalchei Yaakov. Rashi says something else. It doesn't seem to coincide with the Gemara. She im yiske, Rashi says, lo oilam habo, lirois gedulosan shal Yisrael, will be zeicha to see the goddess that Yisrael will have then, yavchin kama harbe gedulosan yoiser al ha'umais achshav. For Rashi, that doesn't have to malche Yisrael, malche Yaakov, they will be able to see the schar that Klal Yisrael will have over the malche Yaakov. Al koponim, it would seem, so why should one invest now? One should invest now, he should go and see the pomp and the grandeur of a melech Yaakov. What will he gain from that? After he sees that, he takes his calculator and he multiplies it by 1,000,000, and then he says, that's what's going to be lasted lovely by Klal Yisrael. So Memele, it's very difficult for us to be massing what the godless of Klal Yisrael will be. So you have to have something how to picture. So you start with a melech akum, and then you multiply it, and then you'll be able to be masig. That'll give a person an incentive to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. If he sees what they have now, and this is only a minute fraction what Klal Yisrael will have later, so it's a good investment. Omalei Rabbi Lola Ule ki Ailis Lohosom Shoyu. Shoyl b'shalma de Rav Broine Ochi b'maymet kol ha'chabura. You should ask b'sholem av Rav Broine Ochi
For my mit kol ha-chabur, I don't know why this was necessary. The odom godol hu, v'sameach v'mitzvahs. Zimne chode samach gulu letfile. Once he was samach gulu letfile. V'loi posik chucho mipumei kula yoyme. Once he was samach gulu letfile is... was meiradik, le posik chucho mipumei kula yoyme. Now let us see Taisvis, and then he was the smile didn't go off his face. That's how much he was machshiv this. Let's see Taisvis. Kol asemer gula letfila in nizik. Bim taimas a Taisvis esu le kol ha'ilam soimchim gula letfila. Amai rabuse de rabune, de le posik chucha mipume. Yishleime de hochi kama kol asemer gula letfila ki vosikin. Shekairin krishme kaidem aneitz, tfila la'achar aneitz. That's what the Gemara means. The problem is, where does this say in the Gemara? Where the Iker is the Vesikin, so why was he toilet and same as Gula Letvila? But I'll compound him that, Tatayisva says Pshat. So now the Gemara asks as follows, Heichi Motzi Somach, how can one be same as Gula Letvila? For Omar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila hu Omer Hashem Sposai Tiftach, So what's the kasha? So the kasha is lechayre and the betchila. He starts off Shemayne Esri with Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, so there's not Smichas Gula Letfila. Tfila starts from Baruch, and there's a hefsek between Gol Yisrael and Baruch, Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. Why did the Gemara have to bring Lebesayif who Aima Yil Larotz and Imreifi? So I think the Goyin says, because if it wouldn't say Lebesayif, and if it would only say that Rabbi Yochanan said, he says Hashem Sfosai Tivtach and Yil Larotz and Imreifi, so I would think Hashem, that's what you say before Shemayin Esrei. You say Hashem Sfosai Tivtach, Yil Larotz and Imreifi, Ve'hagin Libu Vnech Hashem Tzuri V'goyali, so you say Gula Baruch Ato Hashem. So therefore the Gemara says, no, you don't say Yil Larotz, you don't say Yil Larotz, betchila, you say lipsait. So betchila, you say Hashem Sfosai Tivtach. So the Hashem Sfosai Tivtach is a hefsek between the gula. Omar Rabbi Lozo, tehei betchila shal alves. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, you say Hashem Sfosai Tivtach, that's by Meirev. By Meirev, there's no din smiches gula letvila, so then you say Hashem Sfosai Tivtach. So the Gemara says, hey, that's no good. But Omar Rabbi Yochanan, he ben oilam abo. Zehasaimach gula shal arvis, letvila shal arvis. There's a din, smiches gula letvila, by arvis, also. So, haki se Hashem sfosai tiftach. El omer abelozo tei betvila smincha. Okay. He says, the whole Rabbi Yochanan is only by tvila smincha. Ravashi omar afilu teima akulu. Could be Rabbi Yochanan holds you say Hashem Sfosai Tiftach by all three Shemayin Esreis. Why? You're missing Gula Letvila. V'kivin the Kabur Rabbono Mitzvila Ketvila Richtedami. Since it's the Hascholos Atvila, so we consider that the Hachon Letvila also is Adin Tvila, and therefore it's called smicha gula letfila. Dilei teima hochi, if you won't say this, you say arvis heicha motzi somech. How can you be somech arvis? Vaboy lemeima hashkiveinu. Elok, even the tikna rabon hashkiveinu, ki gula arichta domi. Even though it doesn't speak about gula. Gula ended with Gaul Yisrael. But hashkiveinu, since there was a takone, is a hamshoche from the gula. Period. Now the Gemara asks further. Michdei, hayula rotzayin imreifi, mashme libesoif. It's a tefillah that he's saying after he finished saying what he had to say. Yula rotzayin imreifi. Umashme miikore the beino lameima, and it's also mashme that he's saying. What I'm going to say, my time to knu rabbonon la'acha yudches broches. Why were they misakin? After yudches broches, leimro meikore. Let us say, Estes, for careful, have a real smichas gula letvila. You want to say yulagotzin imreifi, so say it before Shemayin Esrei, right? You'll have a genuine smichas gula letvila. אמר רב יהודה ברייד רב שמען בן פוזי, הויל ולוי אמרי דוד אלא לאחר יודחס פרשייס, since we see דוד said you לרוץ עם אמרי פי. After 18 קפיטלך, לפיקח תקינו רבונם לאחר יודחס ברוכס. So the Gemara asks, Hani Yudches Yutes Havim, the 19th Kapitla, Ashrei Ha'ish, V'loma Rok Shugoyim. So the Gemara answers, Ashrei Ha'ish, V'loma Rok Shugoyim, Chod the Parshi. This is one Kapitla. This is one Kapitla. So since this is one Kapitla, so this is after 18 Kapitla, so therefore we say Yulagotzain after 18 after Shemayna Esrei. There's a Meiradik Tzlach, and we'll end with this Tzlach. The Tzlach says, we see the Gemara was mutching zich. How can you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? How can you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? The Gemara, the one Teretz, you only say it by Minche. Then the second Teretz, just like Ashkiveinu was called Agula Richtes. Hashem Svas Aitichtach, also a Gula Richte. It's also as a Tvila Richte, as Chalas a Tvila Richte. I mean, what's, isn't this a Pasha to Teretz? Then he also asks, why the Gemara speaks about the Yula Rotzin Im Refi over here. So the Tzlach says, Amayra de Kevod. He says, that what Hashkiveinu is a gula richte, because anshe knes agdelo wa mesakin, that when you daven mayrev, you should say, go Yisrael and Hashkiveinu. So the mesaknei hatfilah wa mesakin Hashkiveinu, so here's the din of gula richte. He says, who was mesakin shemayna esrei? The anshe knes is agdelo. Anshe knes agdelo was mesakin anshe knes, the shemayna esrei. Now, if they were mesakin Hashem sfosai tiftach, so it's no problem. So just like Hashkiveinu is a gula richte, so memele, Hashem svos haitichtach is a tefillah richter. That's no problem. The Gemara knew this teretz right away. It's not such a big deal. He says, no, the Gemara had a tremendous problem. The Gemara had a kasha. The Rabbi Yochanan said, you say Hashem svos haitichtach before, and you l'rotzein after. So it seems the one who was masakin, you l'rotzein after, was masakin Hashem svos haitichtach before. Now, the Gemara knew already this whole cheshbon. Why do you say you l'rotzein afterwards? So Mestami, you have to say, because since it is written after Yud Tes Kepitlach in Tilim, so they put it after Yud Tes Broches in Shemayne Esrei. Now, the Yud Tes Broches in Shemayne Esrei, that's Birchas Aminim, that was Nesaken by Shmuel HaKotten. Shmuel HaKotten was Nesaken this. So it seems Shmuel HaKotten was Nesaken the Yule Rotzei. So Shmuel HaKotten was also misakin Vashem Svosai Tiftach. It seems that Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashem Svosai Tiftach before, and Yule Rotzin after. Shmuel HaKotten cannot take a tefillah, which was created by the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyle, and say that this is a tefillah richter. He's from a different generation. If the misaknei HaTefillah, that's how the tefillah was created, me, Korah, when they said go, you saw they said Ashkiveinu also. So then it's a gula richter. But Shmuel HaKotten, he stuck on the Yule Rotzain after the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyle. Anshei Knesses HaGdoyle would never put Yule Rotzain afterwards. Because when they made a Shemayna Esra of 18 Baruches, Yule Rotzain is after 19 Kapitlach. So therefore, the Gemara had a problem. How could we say Hashem Svosai Tiftach? How could we say Hashem Svosai Tiftach is a Tfilah Richter? So the Gemara answers, I have news for you. Do you know Yule Rotzin is after 18 Kapitlach, not after 19 Kapitlach? Because Ashrei Shalom Arokshu is one Kapitl. So you know who was Misakin Hashem Svosai? You know who was Yule Rotzin in Mepri? Anshe Knesses HaGdoyle. So they were Misakin Hashem Svosai Tiftach. So it's a Tfilah Richter, so our problem is solved.